Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, Jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee.
I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice.
Jubilee, Jubilee.
Your kind of singing cutting through the noise.
Jubilee, oh, Jubilee,
Jubilee,
you're the kind of joy that I need. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee, oh, yeah.
Jubilee. And certainly we can use some forgiveness of debt to the Most High. And that is one of the reasons why we're here today. Find that Jubilee. Find forgiveness of debt to the Most High. It's not by showing up to showboat and show off. It's not by sacrificing to the Most High what you want and when you want and how you want it. It's not about simply being Hebrew Israelite from whatever tribe. It's by calling to the Most High, coming shamefaced, not proud and strutting like a peacock, coming humble and shamefaced, turning to the Most High, asking Him to forgive our ancients of their abomination, iniquities, getting off the mark and getting uncoded, and idolatry. And the same for us. While gathering ourselves together, doing what we can, how we can, based upon the Most High, and when we can. Jubilee. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. And we can certainly use it, I just previously said. But it's codified. You're not doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. It's doing what the Most High would have you do, when He would have you do it, where He would have you do it, and how He would have you do it. He don't need no royal lions. He's the royal lion. He just needs some sheeple who knows how to follow orders. And that's why we're here today, to learn how to follow orders. And so that's what your happiness is based upon, your Jubilee. You'll never get jubilee in any complete form of happiness until you get it in a codified manner. All of us, I suspect, being uncodified one time or another, can attest to the fact they were never truly happy. And they're still not truly happy. See, in the fourth kingdom, which is universal white race supremacy, number one, it despises you. Number two, it plays off both sides of the coin. And you still get nothing from either party, Democrats or Republicans. Birds of the same feather. And here's what they love. They tell you what they love. They love power. They love domination. They are bloodthirsty. Mostly your blood, but they don't mind killing each other every now and then. And as I always say in these studies, if you don't know what the fourth kingdom is, what it is, how it works, you'll be totally confused about everything. You'll think you'll get that jubilee here. Keep hope alive, like Jesse Jackson said. We like slogans. And just like that slogan, that's all we'll be for you. Unless you get the jubilee that the Most High has for you. The redemption that the Most High has for you. Based upon his codified method. And that's what we share with you on these studies. The codified method, an intelligent method, an accurate method, a critical analysis and assessment method. Giving you a bird's eye view without any cross-contaminant of the old thing and any other thing. Well, that must be the old thing, because I know this is the new thing we study. So I don't know where they get the old thing from. This is the new baby right here. So on that old thing they got going on over there. So if you really want to know the truth about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and his people, his chosen people, come study with us. We'll share the love. Now, we can take a horse to the water, but we certainly can't make it drink. That's up to you. You have to burn the midnight oil. Don't take our word for it. You have to do some due diligence of your own. And burn the midnight oil. Meditate on the word of God. Not only when you're doing good, but when you're doing bad. But just reverse. When you're doing good. Meditate on what the Most High has provided for you. It's true. Praise God and bless his holy name. And you may be wondering, Yamsu, who are the we that you're making reference to? Sister Avia from New York City. Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. And Brother Cartrell from New York City. And you may pose this question. I have no problem with a question. Yam Sufa Reed, how do you know these folks? How do you know that they, by their actions, they're here every day trying to sharpen you, trying to love on you, trying to encourage you, trying to motivate you, trying to help you move in the right direction based upon the codification of the LOM, which basically means this in a nutshell. They love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. They're not getting paid for this. They're doing it for them, a labor of love. Praise God and bless his holy name. Let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. All praises and glory to Yah. And as always, it's good to be back. And I hope everyone's doing well. And let us continue loving one another. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. And now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. May the Most High bless you. The mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to say peace. Yeah, peace with everybody, but I hope it's peace with us and whoever's listening, because not everybody got peace.
That's
a lot
true.
Of torment in this world. Yeah, so I'm thankful. Hallelujah.
Praise y'all. And you know what? And the cornerstone for all that chaos and confusion is the fourth kingdom. That's true. Now, Brother Cottrell from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you all. Praise y'all. The Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to hear your voices. Good to be back. And some thoughts, Yamsu. You have me thinking, man.
That's what we do, brother. Have people thinking.
They call the Bible Old Testament and New Testament, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And from our study, we know that Yah's words are everlasting, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stumble upon some gold or a diamond on a beach, does it matter how old it is?
It's always new to me if I find it.
And why is that? Because you know that gold and a diamond is everlasting, right?
Exactly.
So it really don't matter how old it is. It's still valuable, right?
It's still fresh.
Oh, yeah. And age don't really matter on it. So the word of Yah is like gold and like diamonds. It's everlasting. It don't matter how old it is. You can call it the Old Testament if you want. But trust me, it's more valuable than gold.
Exactly. And it's going to always be new to you. It's going to always be new to you. When you find that gold, those rubies, and those diamonds, it'll always be fresh to you, just like the word of Yah. Ain't nothing old about the word of Yah. It's, as Cartrell said, it's everlasting.
It is. It's just that it's from a, we've talked about it before. Our ancestors were brought here. Some was already here. We simulated into their religion. So we go by the Old and New Testament.
Right.
Which anybody with common sense, first common sense, I don't worship the dead. If they're talking about worship. I don't worship the dead. Testament means death, don't it? So common sense would say, you know, you don't worship the, you're not worshiped. And that's what they're doing. You know, they worship in the dead. So let it be. I'll let them alone. As long as you don't come at me, I won't come to you. Because I was, and I'm not ashamed. Because the word, his word did not go out for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's so key and critical. People to understand the power of Yah's word. We read in Genesis, in the beginning, Yah said, let there be light. And guess what happened? There was light.
There was light.
He spoke it. He spoke it. He said, let there be light. And guess what? The light came. So Yah's words are so powerful. He's not like men that make promises and vows and breaks them. When Yah says, he means what he says, and he says what he means. And that's how we should be. Because that's really the principle and the foundation of everything. Your word is your bond. They said a pen is mightier than a sword. And what does a pen do? It only expresses your words.
Perfect.
And Yah's words are mighty. Yah's plan is forever. It doesn't matter what the nation says. The Most High is going to judge the nations. So you following around, doing what the nations do, and don't do what Yah told you to do, you in trouble.
Well, I would say Yah may change our direction, but like you said, his promises to his word never change. But he certainly can make you go in a different direction than you going if you keep going the wrong way.
The choices we make have consequences, whether good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all better take and Contrail, based upon what you just said, they better take an ex-fool's advice. It certainly does.
Well, you know, yeah, people don't do whatever they want to do. I met people that are doing a whole lot better than we think. They got a sound mind. And it's not to reject the Most High's word as void. He said we have to be ever so careful not to be in the line of a religion mindset. So they say the same thing. I've heard many Christians and Muslims and all types to say the same thing. So we have to ever be, I'm just speaking. I'm not saying anybody on the panel. I'm just speaking out. We need to be ever so careful. So we say it all the time. It's not a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Sister Abby, I want to share with you, you told me to let you know when the elders for the nation meeting is going to be. It's going to be this Saturday coming at 12.
Okay. When? This Saturday? 12?
Yes. I think it's this Saturday.
I thought they were saying of the Sunday.
Oh, okay, Sunday. You know, my finger broke.
This Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, darn it. I'm going to check, because now you're saying you don't. Oh, come on, young dude.
Mm-hmm.
It got to be a Sunday. He didn't say sad. I don't think it'll be Saturday. I know, because mm-hmm. I'm hoping it is.
When I spoke to Brother Shemaya today,
I meant to ask him, but I forgot.
Right. Yeah, I think it's this Sunday.
So you spoke to Brother Shemaya today. Is he in Africa?
He said he was in a meeting.
Oh.
Because he had called me back and left me a message because I was also out doing something.
Well, he could be in Africa. You know, he can call from Africa. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said he's in the meeting. Might be out there in Africa in the meeting.
Okay. You didn't hear nothing in the background? You didn't hear nothing in the background?
No,
you didn't hear that? You didn't hear that? You hear that in the background?
No, you didn't hear that.
I'm just trying to find out now. That's all. All right. Y'all ready to put in the work for the Most High and for our brothers and sisters?
No doubt.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. May the Most High bless us, direct and order our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding and make a mess out of this. So, chapter 5, a lament for Israel. Amos, and I'm not hunting mooses, Sister Yodi. Amos.
Amos.
Contrail has that New York thing. I have this.
Ain't nothing about New York. You can say most. Most.
I'm not agreeing with Patriel on this because I did learn some Hebrew. I remember some.
Most. Not a moose.
You don't even hear the A in the Southern. A moose.
Stop playing with the prophet's name. Stop playing with the prophet's name. A moose. He's not a moose. He's not a moose. He's not a moose.
Wait a minute before we get to the study. Hold on right quick. My dear brother, Yamsu.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember most. M-O-S-T, right? Most.
Right, right.
So, most. There you go.
Moose.
No. See, Yamsu don't say, Yamsu never says the Most High. He says the Most High. All you got to do is say most.
Most.
Here you go.
Oh, he's getting it. Finally got it. But you know what? I love y'all because I can't say certain words. So
exactly.
What can I say?
Well, he broke it down like I was 4 years old when he said, I said the Most High. So I just took the most and put Amos.
That's his name.
Hey, listen, Amos. Listen to us, Avia. Maybe Cartel get better explanations. I don't know.
I'm stopping, my sister.
I shouldn't be laughing because half of the names in here I can't say myself.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Never say I can't because you can.
Well, it's going to take some time, but I get it sooner or later.
It may take time, but you're going to get it.
Yes, indeed.
It's a matter of phonics, syllables. Amos. Two syllables. There you go.
Amos.
And you know what it means? What does Amos mean?
What does it mean?
Burden. And as he speaks, he's throwing burdens on people.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
By what we study, he certainly is. He's going to put some more on it, Cartel and Chapter 5.
Oh, yeah. No question. And ain't over to the fat lady's saying, and the Most High ain't done with us.
No.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sing a little bit more, Chapter 5. And verse 1.
Almost is burden. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Hear the word which I take up against you, a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen. She will rise no more. She lies forsaken on her land. There's no one to raise her up. For thus say Yah Elohim. The city that goes out by a thousand shall have 100 left. And that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. Here's the solution. Most I always tell you the calamity. And here's the solution. Yes.
What we have to understand right now is that our brother Amos, like the prophet Jeremiah, is crying for the nation. That's what a lamentation is.
Exactly.
He's taking up lamentation. He's writing these prose, crying for the nation of Israel.
Praise God. And this is not a warm, fuzzy feeling study. It's an accurate intelligence study. And what is being said by the prophet is accurate and intelligent. It's not a warm, fuzzy feeling. He's not happy about it. And also he says, in addition to that, for thus saith the Elohim to the house of Israel, here's your solution. Seek me, no other entity, that he make this. He said, seek me and live. Not build. No enter Gabo, where they were doing idolization. Nor pass over to Beersheba. For Golga should surely go into captivity. And below should come to life. See?
So
he can live. Yes.
Every city that you just mentioned, Bethel, Gilgal, and Beersheba, they have historic significance to our nation. Bethel means the house of Yah. Gilgal means a wheel rolling. Gilgal was conquered by Joshua and Caleb. It's the first site of the Israelite camp when they crossed the Jordan, Gilgal. Samuel, the prophet, judged from Gilgal. King Saul was crowned in Gilgal. Bathsheba is, the meaning of Bathsheba is the well of sevenfold oaths, a place of the serving of seven lambs. Abraham,
right.
Isaac, and Jacob dwelt in Bathsheba. So these places, Bethel, Gilgal, and Bathsheba, has historic significance in our nation?
Well, I think, Contra, if memory serves me correctly, at Bethel, I think the brothers first, the circumcision was performed, I believe, at Bethel.
Bethel is where our ancient father Jacob had that dream where he saw the angels ascending and descending.
Mm-hmm.
Bethel.
Right. It holds a lot of significance for our history is concerned.
And we should know that, right?
Right.
As Israelites. You call yourself an Israelite, you don't know about Bethel, you don't know about Gilgal, you don't know about Bathsheba. You're an Israelite. You're supposed to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody teaching us, so, you know, we got an excuse. But we're learning. We're seeking Yah. We're trying to find out.
Right. Exactly.
So all these places that were sacred places, how people turned them into places of violation. That's why Yah is angry. Y'all violated Bethel. Y'all violated Gilgal. Y'all have violated Bathsheba. Sacred places. Mm. Then why would our people do that? Our ancient fathers.
Well, you could ask that very same question today. You probably get the same answer. Stiff-necked and stubborn. Stiff-necked and stubborn.
Oh, yeah. That's who we are.
And here's what it said about the northern kingdom in regard to Bethel. As the northern kingdom of Israel, the ten tribes fell to the Assyrians. Bethel remained a home for priests. 2 Kings 7:17-48-41. In the 7th century B.C., the high place of Bethel was destroyed by King Josiah of Judah as part of his reforms. 2 Kings 23:4-13-19. Eventually, by the time of Ezra, the city of Bethel had been burned down and reduced to a small village. Ezra 2:28. Bethel is not referred in the New Testament. Well, I'm sure it won't be. Not very much also. With that so-called new thing. All right. Thank you, Cottrell.
Yes,
it
sir.
Says, seek Yah and live. Again, singular. Lisi break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it with no one to quench it in Bethel, which we can see that's what happened. Who turned, and this is what they were doing. They were turning justice to wormwood, their justice was bitter, and laid righteousness to the rest in the earth, to rest in the earth. They had buried righteousness, just like they do here in this Western Hemisphere. You can see they have buried their democracy. And we have buried our righteousness to rest in the earth. He met the Chaldees and Orion, the star formation. He turns the shadow of death into morning. Yah does this. He makes the day dark as night. Yah can do this and has done it. He calls for the waters of the sea. He do it every day and pours them on the face of the earth. The Elohim is his name, one entity. He rains ruin upon the strong. So that fury comes upon the fortress. They hate the one who rebukes in the gate. They don't like Katria. They don't like Sushihuti. They don't like Abiyah. And they clearly don't like me. They hate the one who rebukes in the gate. And they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. They abhor me. They abhor Sushihuti. They abhor Katria. They abhor Sushihuti. And they abhor you too. So I'm in good company. Therefore, because you tear down, this is what they were doing. Amos said, therefore, because you tread down the poor, this is what you're doing. And take grain taxes from them, what they're doing in this Western Hemisphere. Though you have built houses of hewn stone, you got it like you're going on. Yet you have not dwelt in there as a result of your action. You have planted pleasant vineyards. But you should not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions, Yah said, and your mighty sin. And here's what they were doing. Just like they do in the Western Hemisphere. Afflicting the just, taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore, the prudent keep silent, at the, even the prudent men keep silent while you're around. For it is an evil time because of what our ancients did and what we still continue to do and what they do in this Western heaven. Before we're going to conclude.
That should tell you something, right? It says the prudent are silent in evil times, right?
Exactly.
Because you can't convince wicked people to change their ways.
That's
even though you try to tell them. Huh?
Bottom line. Bottom line. Hallelujah.
And we got all these celebrities speaking out when they should be silent.
Right.
Silently helping their people without being obvious, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we got Kanye West speaking out in a big uproar. He caused a big uproar when he should be silent, helping his people, right?
Exactly. See, Patria, we've been reduced to this because we won't be seen. We won't be the center of attention. Look at me. I ain't got much to say, but just look at me. Why? Because I think y'all to look at me. I think I know a little something, but I don't know much at all, and I'm going to say it. Instead of keeping your mouth closed when you don't know a whole lot what you're talking about and being directed by your elders on what to do, or you're being directed by the Most High, and you be keeping silent. Guard your tongues, young brothers and sisters. Y'all need, because you've been reduced to running y'all mouths off. You're always arguing, plus fighting with folks. I mean, I see your own food book, taking cameras of the police. Yeah, I know my rights. Well, you might be right, laying right dead in the back of that seat because you know your rights. See, just
right.
Because you know your rights, which they say they give you, which they don't really give you, but you want to aggravate the situation. Just like Cartrell said, stop trying to aggravate evil folk. You ain't going to win in evil land, certainly in the Western Hemisphere. Stop lying to yourself and each other, talking about your rights.
You know what it's called, Yamsu?
What's that, my brother?
It's called prudence. Prudence. What do you say? The prudent will be silent in a time of evil.
Right.
We want to speak out on everything. Anytime something pop up, we ready to jump at it. No. Is he prudent? Not the evil. He said the wicked is going to do wickedly. Yah's mocking everything. Yah's the judge. You don't have to speak out on everything that pops up. Be prudent.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you ain't got to march up to the White House being imprudent, running your mouth off. I can imagine us marching around Mizarin and Assyria and Medina and Persia and Babylon. Hebrew lives matter. And it probably wouldn't
Listen.
Matter. It wouldn't have mattered very long that night. Believe it. Go ahead, Katya.
The only thing we watched around was the walls of Jericho. You know the end of the day.
And we were ordered by the Most High to do so. Okay?
For 7 days, brother.
Yeah.
7 days. We marched around the walls of Jericho. That's the only time y'all told us to march.
Exactly. Bingo. Quadrille, you win the gold teddy bear for the night.
That's how we got out of marching. We do. We're
going
to let marching go to our head.
Yeah, but that sharpened me a little bit, Quadrille said. Oh, yes, sir, Bob.
He said, yes, sir, Bob.
And here's what the Most High tells us to do. He didn't tell us to march and protest and wear placards and sing slogans. Yah tells us, seek good and not evil, that you may live. So
that what?
Seek good and not evil.
Oh.
And burning down your community while you march and protest, it ain't seeking good, okay? It comes to no good.
That's a very important message.
Exactly.
See good. We always looking for the negative. Right?
Exactly.
You're like,
exactly.
Always looking for something to tear down. No, y'all said look for the good. Look for good people. Look for good things. Accentuate the positive.
You ain't the only good thing and good person out there. I ain't Yom Sutra's not the only good person out there. So if y'all said seek them, they out there. Okay? Thank you, Cadrio. And reason that you may live. So the Yah Elohim of hosts, so as a result of you doing that, so the Yah Elohim of hosts will be with you as you have spoken. And then you're supposed to hate evil. You don't go to, just because people tell you don't hate gay people, that don't mean you got to go up there and grab a flag and be in the parade. Okay? I mean, you hate what they do. Hope to my Most High divert their actions. But that don't mean you're supposed to join their parade and be flying a flag. There's time and place for it, and there's extremities on something. But he says, love good. If some of those people turn this up to get this up together, love good. And he said, establish.
Hey, also.
Yes.
They call us a hate group. They call us a cult.
Okay.
Yes, there's things that we hate that the Most High told us that we should hate. And what are we supposed to hate? What are we supposed to hate? Evil. You don't hate evil. Something wrong with you.
Yeah, something wrong with you. Your thinker broke. You think you said you loving Yah, you loving the people. If you love evil, your thinker broke. You don't know good for me. Did I prove it?
Everything is not love. Right. Most High is not love. Most High hates evil. Most High hates wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
Most High hates when you violate his codes. So like King Solomon said, this is a time and a place for everything. A time to love and a time to hate. What should you be hating? You definitely should be hating righteous people or righteous things or good things. You should be hating evil things. Hating wickedness, hating corruption, hating violence, hating bloodshed. These are the things that you really should hate.
Hating lesbianism and homosexuality.
Okay. Exactly.
So if you're saying, I got a homosexual in my family, I got several homosexuals, I have four lesbians, so I'm supposed to love them, so I'm going to join a parade. That's a bad thing to do. Okay? Better get out that parade and put that flag down, a stolen flag, okay?
You know people like that?
Yeah, you hear them all the time. Sister, you know, you hear them all the time. I have homosexuality in my family. I don't know about the lesbians, but, you know, they don't talk to me. I'm sure they are. But I'm not, if one of my daughters was, I'm not going to join the parade because she is. And I'm not going to hang out with her. And she ain't going to hang out with me. I'm going to still be her daddy. I'm going to love her. I'm going to try to always encourage and motivate her to do the right thing according to Yah. But I ain't, just because you my daughter, this is my saying in that regards to my daughters or anybody else. That's your bed. You sleep in it. I ain't got to sleep in it with you. And I ain't going to sleep in it with you. That's just
and you can't change her bed for her. She has to change her own bed. Don't you?
Exactly. But that doesn't mean I don't love my children.
Well, I
love
guess
my
I'm
children.
A rebel.
Yeah.
I told my children, if I found out, y'all might as well walk the other way. You're not my children till you change. I'm done. I don't play. I go by what the Most High say.
Yeah.
I don't partake in nothing. I said, that's the worst thing you would do to me.
Right.
I said, if once you told me, then you're dead to me until you change. Until then, I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Well,
I'm hard for. I have to be.
I'm down with you on that, Sister Yehudi. I'm down with you on that.
You can't bring shrimp, bacon, egg, and cheese, barbecue, pork ribs in my house. I don't care, you my family. You violating what Yah told us not to do.
Yeah.
That's how serious it is. It ain't just the LGBTQ. You violating Yah, you bringing a cross up in here, you bringing a statue up in here. Oh, no. There's no way you could do that.
Nisanya. Nisanya. Yah's son is 11 years old. So I guess he gets into the car. And his mama look at that and snatched off his neck. Hey, man, we don't do that here. Don't bring that up in here. That ain't what we do.
What? What is
he had a cross around his neck. Getting over the hill. She snatched out. I thought she was a pimp.
quickly with that argument that Cottrell was saying, you know,
right.
People get, I said, look, let me tell you something. Regardless if you think it's religious or not, I don't come in your house. If you ask me to take off my shoes, I'm going to do it. So
exactly.
You don't come in my home and walk around with your, because they know as soon as they hit that door, them shoes is off.
You don't bring that gospel.
Same apply. Pardon?
Yeah. You're right. I'm like you, sister. Yehuda. Don't bring that garbage man in.
And that means anything. Same. I agree. We're all in agreement. And we're not mean people. We just talk firm because we're representing of the Creator. But we're not mean at all. We're probably the nicest people you've ever meet that welcome you and everything. But when it comes to the Most High's laws, I am serious. I don't laugh. I don't crack a smile.
Right.
Because it's sick. Hello.
And check this out, Sister Yehudi, Sister Abigail. Mm-hmm. He called us this past Sunday joking. And he said, Mom, I got baptized. She said, you got wet.
Ooh.
You got wet. Well, she was hiding the fact. I thought she would have burned up the phone. And when he got here, she said, don't play with me like that, boy. We don't do that here. Don't play with me like that. You and let me know what you know about anything. You need to learn what I'm telling you. So, and she's teaching him the valuable lesson of being independent. Think for yourself. Just because you hang out with somebody, that's what they do. You don't do just what they do just because they do it. You need to learn to think for yourself. She was hiding a firecracker. You don't go alone to get along. Cartier, you were going to say something, bro?
Oh, no. I just hope your wife ain't blow herself up.
Man, like I said, I thought I had to put some ice on her feet. She said, what did he say? I said, what he said? I wish I heard what he said. I said, is that right? I would look for ice. I would look for the ice bucket then. So I got to talk to you when you come home. And she did talk to him, gave a piece of her mind and some talking to
him. Mm-hmm.
Does he listen to the Real Talk with Real People show?
Yeah, they're all here. They're all here. But you know what? Mm-hmm. See, you know how when you're young and you think you got all the answers and you find out you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, like we did.
Yeah, and what? But so, Yehudi. Brother Cartier and Sister Abiyah, what does Cartier always say about the importance of our women in our nation? The hand that rocks the cradle.
Yeah.
And so that's the significance of it. The hand that rocks the cradle. If the hand that rocks the cradle is crazy as hell, what the baby's going to be?
Crazy as hell.
Yeah.
So who do you sound like?
Oh, I sound like who?
So Judy, I'm going to stop and you a little bit. Crazy as hell.
We already know that the Most High is addressing the women in the nation because they got brothers on the string. Brothers talking about, mm-hmm. I'm your puppet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
That is true. He's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, Yehudi, so Abiyah Cartrell, let's continue. We're almost done. Praise Yah. And he says, establish justice in the game. It may be that Yah, Elohim of hosts, will be gracious to the remembrance. You got to do some action. You got to start doing the right thing. And he says, the day of the Elohim. Therefore, Yah, Elohim of hosts, says this in our regards, and it still is going on today as we speak, because we are disobedient, full of iniquity, abomination, and idolatry. There shall be wailing in all streets, not some of them, not part of them, not half of them. And they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. They shall call the farmer to mourning. The skillful, professional lamenters. We have professional mourners to wailing. In all vineyards there shall be wailing. All. For Yah said, I will pass through you. Just like he's still passing through us because of disobedience, says the Elohim. Woe to you who desire the day of the Elohim. For what good is the day of the Elohim to you? You say you desire the day of the Elohim, but what good is the day of the Elohim to you? Because in that day, it will be darkness and not light. It will be though as a man fled from a lion. And as a result of running from that lion, he met a bear. He went from bad to worse. Or as he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him, coming from all ends. Is this not the day of the Elohim, darkness, and not light, when the Most High comes to judge and bring wrath? That's my commentary. Is it not very dark, with no brightness in this, in judgment of the Most High? That's my commentary. I hate. This is what Yah says to you. All y'all that want to show up, show out, put on a hit, showboat, shining, want to be seen. This is what Yah said to you. And want to give the Most High what you want, when you want, and how you want to do it, uncodified. Here's what the Most High says to you. I hate. I despise your feast days. I do not savor your sacred assemblies, though you offer me burnt offerings and grain offers. Yah said, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs. Oh, Yah, you didn't have to hit me. I know my singing the noise, Yah, but you didn't have to hurt me. I'm super like that. Take away from me the noise of your song, for I will not hear the melody of your string instruments. Yah said, I'm going to shut them out of my ears. I'm glad the Most High didn't shut my noise down. But here's what he says. You should let justice roll down like water. Do the right thing by one another. Do the right thing even to strangers. And righteousness like a mighty stream. That's what I want. Did you offer me sacrifice?
No. Yeah, go ahead. Where are you at?
Verse
24.
23 and 24. Yes. Go ahead, Carl.
You know, this is a quote that Dr. Martin Luther King took in his famous speech, right?
Exactly. I remember
he
that.
He said, let justice roll down like rivers and righteousness like a mighty stream. This is where he got it from, Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm. He certainly did. And in conclusion, and this is sacrifice offered unprescribed by the Most High that's not in our land. Did you offer me sacrifices and offering? And he questioned them because we did not. Outside of our land. And do some of y'all get it now? Some of you brothers and sisters. He tells us this. Did you offer me sacrifice and offer in the wilderness?
He brought me off
40 years.
For 40 years, O house of Israel.
Right. No, we did not. So when you're in captivity and you think you can offer y'all that, and that's going to suffice him. He already told you what to do, but we want to do.
So Yah too.
Yes, go ahead, Katriel.
We got the law in the wilderness, fresh off the press.
Exactly.
As a nation, right?
Exactly.
And Yah saying fresh off the press, we didn't do it.
No, we didn't do it.
Okay. Because a lot of our people believe we was doing the right thing in the wilderness. And that can't be right, because the people that was in the wilderness didn't make it into the promised land, did they?
Right.
It's bingo. Mm-hmm. I'll get another gold bear. He's getting a platinum bell this time. That man hitting on all eight cylinders.
That was the purpose.
As a matter of fact, the law of circumcision came in for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to the book of Joshua, we realize that those ancient Israelites that was in the wilderness didn't circumcise their sons. They had to be circumcised before they went into the land of Canaan. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They wouldn't do what it's supposed to do. And see, that's the problem.
Exactly.
They could have did their country. But they
were supposed to
do
that when their babies was 8 days old.
Right.
You know, you don't wait till they're 20 years old to circumcise them.
Right. They were busy doing additions and subtractions in regards to the codification process. And the Most High didn't require of us to do it anyway outside of our land. Hey, at least they got that part right.
Well, he's going to tell you what our ancestors was doing while they was in the wilderness in the very next sentence.
Oh, they was getting ready for churches. Okay. Y'all say you also carry Shiku, your king, and Shu'un, your idols, the star of your gods. You were into idolatry, which you made for yourself. And a cause and effect, the end result. Therefore, I will send you into captivity beyond Damascus. Our ancient suffered in the wilderness. Our ancient suffered the 10 tribes. And we're suffering. Because basically, truth be told, if you really want to think about it, we all doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. According to Alcoholic Anonymous, that is the definition of insanity. Yet we continue to do so. Offer the Most High whatever we want to offer, however we want to offer, wherever we want to offer, and whenever we want to offer. And he asks you nothing but to do what I tell you. Follow orders, sheeple.
Those two kings, for interrupting you, so the people get some knowledge here. Those two deities were of a Hindu religious sect. People don't realize that. It was a Hinduism. People don't realize that. Israel picked up a lot of deities on their way, not only while they were in Mitzrayim, but as they got out into the land, then after the land, and we're still doing the same thing.
Right.
Nothing's new under the sun.
Something is new. Something is new, Sister Yehudi, my dear. We still expecting different results. Doing the same thing.
And I'm going to tell you why. The other nations worship idols, don't they?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And in the eyes of our people, the other nations are more powerful than us. Like the Egyptians.
They look at
like the Babylonians. Like the Canaanites. And these are the gods that our people would make them powerful too.
That's right.
But y'all are telling us, these gods don't make you powerful.
Right. Just in his fourth kingdom, Katya, that's why they subscribe to that new three entity that the Most High makes no reference of. That's why they run to that, because they going to get some out of it. 402 years and counting, they ain't got much, but they think they going to get some.
That's why I don't get in any kind of confrontation or discussion, not unless it's confronted to me, because I've had that a couple of years ago, and this person told me she felt sorry for me. And I'm like, why? Well, because I'm not a Christian, so you feel sorry for me?
We go by
our carnal minds. And Cartrell many times has said, you got to go by the spiritual.
Exactly.
Just like it's a friend of acquaintance of mine moved in, and I mean, her apartment's laid out. It's beautiful. A little junky for my taste, you know. But I had to realize that she'd been a part of the apartment, been married several times, the kind of lifestyle. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't have that much furniture, but you know what? I'm happy.
Right.
Don't bother me. Of course.
She probably got all that. She probably got all that, so it ain't happening.
I guess not. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, like he both y'all mentioned earlier about mm-hmm. our people that are in the limelight in the media, that we
right.
do talk too much,
mm-hmm.
run off at the mouth. This is why I really don't like to talk the negative stuff that's going on in our community, because
mm-hmm.
you don't hear it, but only hear you hear in the media about what these Caucasians are doing. For example, in Michigan, they're fighting to keep these books from hitting the public schools about transsexuals. and you know what? I agree with them. It's sad. We don't
right.
do no crap like that. What is wrong with us? That's the thing. I look and I say, oh, I forgot. We're reading the scriptures. I already know. So I let it go. But I see all the time. And they're writing what they're doing. They're right because it's being pushed in public schools. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And they fight with something that I'm telling you, they're going to tear it down. I don't mean that physically, but they are going to put a number on that school system.
Well, my wife came out of the restroom on her job. It was maybe several months ago. And one of them were in there. You know, only thing they got to do at these jobs now, put on a wig and some high heels and some tight pants. They come in your restroom now. They're hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving him a key. Look, she was giving the guy. And he was sort of.
And I'll tell him in a minute. I'll be like a black Karen.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He was
I can hear you.
Talking to two of the other girls, which were basically egging it on. And he, you know, he has a vulgar mind. You know, if he was a woman, he'd be a vulgar woman. The things he was saying and of a sexual nature. So he didn't say it. They were saying it. And they were just egging him on. He's standing over there looking stupid because he probably figured they was meddling him. Yeah, he was embarrassed. And my wife gave him the evil eye. And I think she may have said something to banish him. But unless you can't just drop that on folk like that, you know what I mean? And then you need to let me know where I can go to a restroom where I don't have to associate with that. Okay, I ain't down with that. Yeah, let me have a private. Since he can have a private restroom, I want one too. He can come in and invade my privacy because he got some go-go boots on and a miniskirt and a wig on. His cock sideways where I need to be waiting up. Okay.
You can fuss and bitch a bitch all you want, but you know what? They're more organized than we are. Nothing we say make a difference anymore. It never did.
Yeah, nothing we say.
They're
why
more
we need
organized than we are.
That's why we need to go back home, Sister Yehudi. We need to go back home. That's the best part.
I feel the frustration. Yeah, I feel the fuck because I get upset. I calm down. I said, look, whew, take it easy. Because
calm down.
We are aware. Uh-huh.
Right. Calm down.
Yeah.
Do I have to sit a bucket of ice water over there?
No, I need a shot.
I was looking
at
I was looking on the internet today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they got a transgender baby doll?
Yeah,
a doll with the face of a female.
Yeah.
But she got the genitals of a male down below.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I gotta go turn my porch light on after that. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because I said, what the helicopter? And it's sad because they're using us. Now, why don't we come together and get that off the market? We can do it. We got so much power. It's been proven, right, Castriel? And all of us, it's been proven.
The Most High is going to send out his two headbangers that he sent to Sodom and Gomorrah. Trust me. And if they read your spirit that is wrong, you're about to be blown up and turned into powder and dust.
Oh, they don't believe that, Castriel? Why you want to see it? They don't believe it. They don't care. They laugh. We're heretics, remember? I'm being the advocate here today. They don't care.
They don't?
You can talk all you want to. They'll look at you and go, yeah, right, and keep it moving and make a lot of money and laugh in your face. They don't care.
Well, we know from the story of Lot that they had the two head bangers in their midst, And they didn't care.
Yep,
the headbangers that was in their midst blinded them, and they didn't care. So we know it reaches that level. You mean to tell me that the angels blinded you and you didn't go home to try to find a doctor? You still try to find your way to the door? Oh,
but
yeah.
But that's the past. See, you know what? One time I was talking to Eva, and I was frustrated because I get tired of seeing this too. And I know the Most High works in his way. When COVID came, before COVID came out, I said, Most High, how come you don't destroy all these big mega churches? I'm serious. I know it's out in the, and my comments have nothing to do with the station, as they say. I don't get John Chubb. But I was serious because I'm upset how they're taking people's money. And Eva said, don't worry, in his time. And then when COVID hit, they lost a lot of money. And I said, you know what, Eva? They recouped that money back. I said, part of me want to witness all of it, and part of me don't, because I see the arrogance of people. But he keeps saying, be patient, my sister, be patient, because he knows what he's doing. But I want the revolution to come out of the 70s. I'm like, can we get him right now? He said, be patient, sister. So I know his word is true. As a human being, I'm emotional. You know, I feel just like what Young Su when he gets it going. I love my people.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Sister Yehudi and Brother Katria and Sister Avia, I'm reading a documentary about a black motorcycle fest, so-called black, and I think it was in what struck my attention was close to Myrtle Beach, and they started the fest, and the white organization took over it and sort of blocked it. Atlantic was the area next to Myrtle Beach, and they started it. But then I reap it in the benefit because they blocked it from going to Atlantic motorcycle clubs and murder. But what I really looked at is our little sisters. And I felt a change for them and for us as a nation. This little sister behind all up in there on the motorcycle. What a baby do to them, but pain in the butt. That's pretty all I owe to them. And I said to myself, these little Jezebels, they ain't got no shame in their game. And I was ashamed for them. As an elder, I was ashamed for them. Which they should be ashamed for us as a nation. The things we do just to be seen. We'll do any, reduce ourselves to anything just to be seen. Talk too much, show up, put it all out there for to be seen, and so on and so forth. A monstrosity.
I'm going to address what Sister Yehudi said, because it came up tonight in this chapter, in verse 18. Woe to you who desire the day of Yah, that judgment day. Why do you long for the day of Yah? And he describes what it is. It is darkness. It is not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him. You can't escape Yah's judgment, no matter where you run, where you try to hide. Or he went into a house and leaned on the wall and a snake bit him. You got to escape in his judgment. Won't the day of Yah be darkness and not light? Even very dark. And no brightness in it. I hate and despise your feasts. And I can't stand your solemn assemblies, Israel, because you're not following what I'm telling y'all to do. You don't know my plan. You're not seeking me with all your heart, soul, and might. That day is coming, but you don't want it to come, because are we really ready? Are we prepared?
The majority of us not, no.
No, oh no. We far from prepared. Oh no. Woo-wee. Man.
We are 8 months.
We study this book 5 nights a week. And I don't even know if we prepared.
No.
Are we prepared when that day comes? Yah said he's going to shake everything up. He's going to roar out of Zion. The sun is not going to shine. The moon ain't going to give forth her light. Are we going to have faith in Yah, or are we going to lose it? Are we prepared? So the preparation is, yeah, the day is coming, but don't wish it that it comes so fast. Prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. Seek me, because that's the solution. Mm-hmm. This chapter tonight is the same as yesterday. Their solution yesterday was the same thing. I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've done that, and yet you have not sought me, Israel. You have not sought me, Israel. And the solution to the problem is what? Seeking Yah.
Yeah.
And all the Israelites that's out there, conscious, unconscious, mm-hmm. guess what they should be doing? They should be studying this book 5 nights a week, like we do, chapter by chapter, to find out what Yah is saying specifically. No interpretation, no, you know, somebody trying to bring their doctrine in. We're reading Yah's word, what? Verbatim, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And you better not be mistaken, because we ain't trying to throw our flavor up in there. We telling you what Yah said and what Yah said only. That's how we're going to live. There's no other way.
Exactly. And found a country to break that plurality that they talking that so-called new thing. He's very specific in what he's saying in his last verse. He says, Yah, whose name is, says Yellow, whose name is a Yah of hosts. There's no duality. There's no plurality. There's no triple X going on here. There is one entity that speaks and one entity only. And stop trying to please your oppressors to get along with them. Why would your enemy in fashion give you an Elohim who loves you? Doesn't stand the reason. I don't. Praise Yah. Katria, Sister Yehudi, Sister Abiyah. Y'all have the mics.
Would it be wise for our enemies to teach us the knowledge that we're bringing forth on a Real Talk for Real People show to our people? Would it be wise for them?
They're not going to do it.
Oh, heck no. As long as they have us in ignorance and we don't know the solutions, they have control of us, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got control of these fine theological schools where they teach you a whole lot of hot mess.
And lead us into idolatry, out of worship, so far away from our roots, our culture, our creator. And that's their strategy. As long as they could do that, that's like our kryptonite, right?
Right. But they bring dead bodies in their churches.
The whole worship of Christianity is about dead bodies.
Well,
even that man that they say they save you couldn't even save himself.
Exactly.
And when you read the everlasting word of Yah, he lets us know, don't bring no dead bodies up into my sanctuary. The dead body is unclean. And it always puzzled me, how come Christianity never got that message? Because that's what they do, bring dead bodies up in the church, right? So the preacher could bless them. Not only do they bring dead bodies in the church, they have their churches surrounded by cemeteries.
Crazy.
You ever seen a church surrounded by cemeteries?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah, they got one in England where the queen is buried in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the queen. They got a back room back there. They put the queen in there.
Mm. They put them in vaults. Vaults.
Yeah.
But a dead body is an abomination Yet Christianity brings dead bodies. They eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. It's a cult of death. Everything about it is about death. It's not about life. Most of us are living God, and he's given us everlasting life.
And cannibalism.
Cannibalism. What'd you say?
Cannibalism. The body and the
cannibalism,
bread.
Yes. The body and the blood of Jesus. Come on now. What y'all doing? What other religion does that? You eat the body and the blood of a man. You call it communion. Okay.
I call it
cannibalism.
See,
you call it communion? I call it cannibalism.
But you can't tell us nothing, Contra. Because you know what, unfortunately, they said, which way did the fourth kingdom? Whatever they do, we want to do it better. It's true. Contra,
we got to know that the Greeks are the fourth kingdom, and
exactly.
The Greeks are the ones who wrote the New Testament.
Exactly.
So you taking the word of the fourth kingdom, who is the Greco-Roman Empire, over the word of the Most High, whose word is everlasting. You trust in Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, Mary. Okay, go ahead with yourself.
Who's your bad? Hey,
you can't tell them nothing.
Hate on Sister Abby. Never hate on young sister. Well, you hate us not. It's the truth. You hate us. It's not going to change the truth. Simply hate us. Because we're not the issue. The Most High is specific. He's intelligent. He's accurate. But you want to do your own thing. I strongly advise you stop it. But do what makes you happy. But at the end of the day, as we pointed out to you, you may be running from a lion and running to a bear. You may put your hand on the wall and get bit. Okay? You're not going to get away from y'all. So hating on us ain't going to solve your problem. Studying the Most High is your problem. The lack of study. Learn to love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself, and do good, do righteousness, do justice to one another. That's what the Most High requires you.
And I just want to say this about my brother Kanye West, right?
Yes.
Out of all the controversial things that he has said over his past, right, the one thing they're focusing on is the topic of who's who as far as who's who in the world.
Right.
He said, we the 12 tribes of Israel. We Jews. We the real Jews. And they have a major problem with that to the point they want to shut him down. They call it anti-Semitism. What are you talking about? Isn't Judaism a religion that anybody could convert to and become a part of? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you said it, it focuses that attention in the minds of our people.
Mm-hmm.
Makes our people stop and think, what is this man saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's Kanye West saying? And
mm-hmm.
that's the one thing they do not want our people thinking about who we really are.
Exactly.
That's where they have a problem with him.
They're terrified.
Oh, yeah. Because we are the sleeping giant that they don't want to awake.
Exactly. But it seems to be that we are awakening. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Katriel, so Shihuri, so Fabia, we don't have, if you have any more commentary, we're here to listen and study. If not, we're ready to move on to a beautiful song.
Yes, sir.
God, mercy to Israel. That's my caption.
Psalms 129?
Uh-huh.
Mine says, song of victory over Zion's enemies.
Song of victory over Zion what?
Zion's enemies.
Okay.
And mine says,
Zion got a lot of enemies, don't we?
Man, you better believe
God's mercy to Israel.
God's mercy to Israel. Victory over Zion's enemy. All the same thing.
There you go.
All the same thing. But go ahead, Sister Yehudi. I'm going to let you read it. I'd like
to
hear your voice.
Amen. Hold up. Let me put my cheaters on, my glasses. Yeah. Often they have distressed me from my youth. Let Israel now say.
Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth.
Many a time they have afflicted us from our youth.
You ask us to be responsible.
Often they have distressed me from my youth, but they have not overcome me.
They have not overcome me.
They have not overcome us. We still here.
Praise God. And you know we got a song for that, right?
What?
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
Okay. I love that we all sing together. We made some nice noise. Oh, because I know I can't sing. But the flowers plowed on my back. They're furious. They made their furrows long. Yah is righteous.
Hallelujah. What did Yah do?
He has cut the cords of the wrong in two.
So we not on the cotton fields no more?
Being whipped on the back. He cut them in two.
We ain't told our name is Cook Toby.
No more.
With your kid day, boss.
Y'all done cut them cords, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some people who would like to tie them cords right back up on us, ain't they?
What's your name, boy?
There's people in this country who want to put them cords right back on us. Trust me.
What's your name, boy?
Yeah, I was reading that article earlier today. They got on out there talking out in five states that want to bring back slavery.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mhm. Ooh, they have a mess on their hand and they try to do that. Oh my gosh.
But what does y'all say? Go ahead, Sister Yuri.
Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turn back.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Let them be as the grass on the housetop, which withers before it grows up.
Hallelujah.
They shall not feel the reaper's hand, nor the sheaves feel the binder's bosom.
Because you can't grow nothing on your rooftop, can you, really? Grass on your rooftop? Come on.
And those who pass by shall not say, the blessing of Yah be upon you. We have blessed you in the name of Yah.
That's what they're supposed to be doing. You know why? Because the Most High said, bless those who do what?
Bless us.
And curse those who do what?
Curse us.
Ah, they should be blessing us because we are a blessing to them. They hate us so much. Trust me, if we left this country tomorrow, America will fall.
Yeah. And they're that arrogant, don't think so, but who cares what they think?
Sister Hootie, based upon that verse 7, they won't have us singing that song. Bring in the sheep, bring in the sheep. We will come rejoicing. Bring in the sheep to the white folks. None of that no more. They can stop that. See, here's what they want to do. If you study history and you study the news of our history and this system here, that's what they want us to do. It's the whole premises of Donald Trump. That's the whole premise of make America great again. And then you got some of us out like they crazy as they want to be. Just blind, can't see nothing. That's what they want for us to be seeing that green in the street. Most I said, that ain't about to happen, Captain. And you better believe it. They done had their day.
So I got a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Godre.
What does Zion represent?
The nation. Most high
in the masculine form or the feminine form?
Mm-hmm.
The Most High only refers to the daughters of Zion. He never says the sons of Zion.
No.
He only says the daughters of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And every nation on earth is represented in a feminine form.
Right.
So when Yah ever mentions Zion, he's talking to the sisters.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Do you know what Zion means?
Well, he's giving his sisters comfort.
Hey, it meant the mountain. No.
Huh?
I thought it meant the mountain.
No. It's Mount Zion.
Yeah.
Mount Zion.
Right.
But what does Zion mean?
Hold on, Carter.
Zion.
Dr. Press.
Oh, we're going to continue discussing until you get to the, and we'll be quiet while you give us a definition.
Yes. Already got it.
Y'all are daughters of Zion. Y'all better know what it means. Trust me.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm still going to give us a definition. Come on.
What does Zion mean? The name Zion, I said, is of Hebrew origin, meaning highest point.
Mm.
It means Zion has been made a steady rise in popularity. It means the highest point. And our women are considered the highest point, I guess, in a sense.
Zion means excellency,
right,
which is the highest point. When you reach the point of excellency, that's the highest point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we may look down on our sisters, but trust me, Yah sees them as excellent. And anytime you hear that word Zion, it's always the feminine form, because he don't talk about the sons of Zion, he talks about the daughters of Zion.
Can I give you another reading? The name
Go ahead.
Zion. The name Zion is often used to describe a place appointed by the Elohim, where as fathers can live, our women can live and serve Yah, our holy women. Zion is a city of freedom and a city of refuge with our good women, where the Elohim protects his people from the evil of the world with our good women. Our women's job is to protect this nation, be a refuge for this nation. We have hell to play every day as brothers. We go through hell 24/7. Our women should be on the same page because they are a city of refuge. They are a city of refuge. If they go over to the enemy, if our women went over to the enemies when the king, the pharaoh, had to eat it, to kill them, it would have protected the nation.
Nation would be destroyed.
If Queen Esther had not did what her uncle was doing as far as that Babylonian king was concerned, she said she'd been in trouble. If Ruth hadn't did the right thing for getting up, being told by Naomi, who would get up with it? Well, King David wouldn't have been, and the list goes on and on. Deborah, Samuel's mother, Solomon's mother, Miriam, and many, many more.
So you touched on the real key, because there are those in the world that hate Zion, meaning the daughters of Zion. And why do they hate the daughters of Zion? He just said it. Because the daughters of Zion bring forth men like Shimshon. The daughters of Zion bring forth men like Moshe. The daughters of Zion bring forth men like King David. That's why Zion is hated. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Daughters of Zion bring forth men like Muhammad Ali.
Right.
And Nat Turner. And Frederick Douglass. And Martin Luther King, the daughters of Zion bring forth what? Great men in the earth. That's why they are hated.
Yeah.
This is why they're annihilating the men here, because they know.
Well,
think
see,
about it.
Did Pharaoh say? What did Pharaoh say? Kill all the Hebrew who?
Oh, babies.
Why? Because Pharaoh hated the daughters of Zion because they brought forth mighty men. That's why they hate y'all. Even now. We
so
take over sports, right? We take over every sport. Oh, we can't play baseball. We're not smart enough to play coach or quarterback. We can't play basketball because y'all superior. No, the daughters of Zion, they brought forth men that are mightier than y'all. That's why the daughters of Zion are hated. You don't understand it, okay?
And that's why they try to undermine them and get them on their team.
Oh, yeah.
Destroy their men.
Just like Eve, right? Just like Eve. Mm-hmm. What the serpent do? He ain't trying to get to Adam. Who he try to get to?
To his woman.
All right. Okay.
Our women need to understand there's a bigger game being played while they're at home playing checkers. The universe is playing checkers. Okay? And they need to get on the page with their nation, with their husbands, with their boys, with their daughters. Because these people, the only thing they're trying to do for our women are concerned is to undermine them, to keep us pitted against one another, and not seeing the bigger picture. And see, that's why nationalhood is very pertinent to us, because nationalhood is real country. Nationalhood, you have mothers that's rocking the cradle. Not only rocking the cradle, they rocking with their kids. But in this society, they teach them, rock their little crazy behind, rock them like they crazy, and then rock over your men. They think that's cute. That doesn't please y'all. We need our women as refuge, as comfort zones, because without our women, we ain't nothing. True. We have to all be on the same thing as far as national building is concerned. This ain't no game, people. This is something serious. National building. Real country. Country to be back and speak for. Speak spoken about. And not this hot mess, this so-called black culture, which is nothing but a monstrosity and a hot mess. Getting together, killing one another, selling drugs to one another, prostituting our women, and stealing from grandma, stealing from grandma, stealing from anybody, steal your own shoes, but don't even know you did it. I think that's cute. We are a hot mess and monstrosity, and we don't have to be that way. Why we don't have to be that way? And we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and our history, and apply that history. Then we would really see what culture is about. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about your nation. Your nation needs you. Your LOM wants you. What part you gonna play? Just that simple. Praise God and bless
and
you.
And our women, bless yep. Y'all. Praise y'all. Our women play the key role. This psalm starts off with the youth, right?
Right.
It says, many a time, they have afflicted me from my youth up. Why are we afflicted from our youth up? Our mothers are not teaching us the right thing. Many times they have afflicted me from my youth up. Who's afflicting us? Our oppressors. That's why our young brothers in the street being gang bangers and they out of control. When they out of control, everybody's out of control. And why aren't they in control? Because people have plotted against the daughters of Zion. They tell them to go to design, you don't need a man in your house. Yes, you do. The father of your children should be in your house to discipline your children who are a gift, a spiritual gift from the Most High. So our community, our families are way out of order because this is how the enemy has done us. But the fact that Yah has providence over us, Yah has protected us. He said Yah is righteous. He has cut apart the cause of the wicked because they would see us destroyed if it don't be for Yah. And they're going to be disappointed to turn back with all those who hate Yah. Because if they really favored us, we have done nothing to them on the scale that they've done to us. Matter of fact, we blessed them more than they blessed us. And you would think that they would show some kindness and tender mercy or some contrition based on what they've done to our people. But no, that's not in them. So Yah is standing in our favor. and they're going to be disappointed and turn backward, which we're seeing now. The Republican Party and Democratic Party, oh, they both off the chain. There's no hope in them. They have no more leadership. As a matter of fact, you look at the UK, the Prime Minister of the UK stepped down today, right? It's showing you that the Europeans have no leadership. Yah has withdrawn that from them. He's turning them backward. So we see Yah's plan in effect, and we have to be a part of it by being in compliance with the codes.
Right. And here's the deal, country. We, as men and children in this nation, must learn the significance of what's important to us. What's important to us should be Yah and each other. Yah and each other. If anything come between that, you got problems. If it's not Yah and your children, your husband, your wife, you got problems. And you're not on the same page with Yah. You're on your own codification page. And that's just the way it is. We bid on our own. We get on the right page. What's with Yah? That's the question each of us should be asking in regards to our families, in regards to our children, in regards to our nation, in regards to Yah-I-L-O-L. That's the only way it's going to work. Anything else is just a hot mess. Just look at us. Because of doing what we want to do, we're simply a monstrosity about some black country. What the hell is that? A black crayon? A crayon black color? That's not a nation. That's a color. And you're calling yourself African American? What is that? Two land masses? Two land masses. I'm an Afro-American? What is that? I'm a hairstyle? What the hell are we talking about? And we just so happy at the parade and don't know what we talking about. That's why you come in. That's why you need to shut your mouth sometimes to your elders that know what's up, know what's happening, know what's happening. But we've been socially engineered and conditioned. Now you don't take over. They don't even know what they're talking about half of us. And we just follow right along, right out. That's not the way this nation was designed to run. Never will be, never has been.
Designed King Solomon to told us.
Right.
We all need discipline and instruction. He said the fool runs from discipline and instruction. And we're fools because we run from discipline and instruction. We don't want to learn. We want to take the time to like go through the scriptures from Genesis to Malachi. No. That's too much. But that's the thing we need to do. And not one time, but over and over again to get it right. So our people are out here, you know, making claims and they read part of scripture and get light and power from certain words, but they don't know all of Yah's plan, which is why we have so much fractionalism within our nation. If we all read what Yah was saying from Genesis to Malachi, we would come together in one accord as one nation.
And you know what, Katya? We wouldn't come and act a jubilee as a song we heard about. We would wait for that jubilee, but we would come shamefaced, all of us, each one, because ain't none, not nail one of us, not nail one of us, got nothing to be bragging about, got nothing to be parading about, got nothing to be proud about. We would come in humility, shamefaced, praying for our elders and guidance, but our ancients, our king, our high priest, and we then again will be praying for us for forgiveness too. And we would do what the Most High requires. Gather your steps together. He says,
O nation not desired.
By nobody.
And we don't even desire to be a nation. We'd rather be a nation within a nation or citizens of a nation that's not ours. You want to be an American citizen. What is that?
Contrary, by the way, who is doing that done is to keep this Democratic Party together?
Our women.
Okay. where they should be trying to keep us together.
Our women are the warriors for the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
We the daughters of Zion.
We need them to be warriors for us. Warriors for their nation. Warriors for
imagine
their
that. Warriors imagine for, that.
Warriors for their friends.
Imagine that.
Exactly.
Kamala Harris. What's the sister from Georgia?
Yeah, Kamala Harris. Oh, what's that? Stacey Adams.
Stacey Adams. What's the sister from Florida? Former police officer.
What's her name? She got a mouth on her, too. We need her.
Oh, yeah. She's sharp as a sword, man.
Yeah, fine. She told Rubio the thing. I got scared.
She cut Rubio up like some Swiss cheese, brother.
We got a sister we need back in the nation. So fly behind. Fly for the nation. Fly for your family. Fly for your husband. Fly for your friends. In this nation, and we can be unbeatable. Use that same energy that they use it for the enemy who despises them for their own nation. We need that same energy for this nation.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. So, Shahudi, you over there quiet like a Chicken Little. What you got to say?
No comment.
I'm sorry. It ain't just the sisters out there. How about Al Sharpton? Come on, man. Y'all Negroes need to step up and start telling the truth.
Exactly. And what's that lawyer? Benjamin? Benjamin? Whatever his name. He was
He out there. Every time a brother gets shot by a cop. Yeah,
shot by a cop. Shot by a cop. We need all hands on deck, Sister Hoodie and Sister Abia. We need all hands. These so-called brothers in the hood, flying flags that ain't they flag, talking about a block. They don't even want a brick on the block. I don't want this block. Pass up. You own it because they let you own it. They'll shut you down and take the car seat. But you own a block. It's my block.
But you go into the Chinese food store to get some fried chicken wings and some french fries.
You support your block, right? By supporting Joe Young. Okay. You really support your block, but you really kill everybody else. That's how you support your block. Mamas can't even walk down the street. Little children can't walk down the street. Bullets flying everywhere. But that's your block.
But you got to buy your groceries from the Korean grocery store.
That's your block.
Of the Arab.
That's
of
your
Chinese
block.
On the that's air supply place.
Taking every dime out of your community.
Yes. And the Jews own the apartment that you can't rent for.
We're saying. And you know what we call black culture? Getting together anytime, any place, where there's going to be some custom fucking and some blue and white lights and fluttering yellow. Your culture. A hot monstrosity. That ain't our monstrosity. That ain't our country.
Yes. It definitely wasn't always like that, especially when we was growing up. When we got together, we had block parties. It was peace, love, and good music, son. Good food, good music. Block parties, house parties. We loved each other, man.
We did. Red parties. Yeah, you have a red party now. With them gang bangers and guns, and they gonna take all the rent money and crack up those schools. Okay, in my block. Spread the love, buddies. You know what a love is, Patrick? So put it so savvy. The word of the MLM. There's the love. There's the education. There's the communication. There's the intelligence. There's the accuracy. There's the real country. We need all each other. Need each other. And it ain't going to work without that. The women need the men need the women. Children need it all. And preachers need each other. And we all need this nation to recover, to reveal, to learn what a block is. A patch of land that you can work and provide for your women instead of waiting on her to get some food stamps. Get away from the hit in the mouth.
I'm glad the Most High provided me with a community to get an idea how it would be. You know? Because Detroit, despite its issues even now, being predominantly of us, I didn't know so many people that were Caucasian, I suppose. Predominantly us.
Right.
So I'm thankful to the Most High to have an idea of what it would be like.
So, Yehudi, I had the opportunity to be raised around people of different nations. I knew there were some good ones and there were some bad ones. And I've learned to be strangers. And not be treated because their skin, you don't see name like mine. And I've learned there were some bad ones. I've learned that there's some bad ones too. And so I treat the way I tend to treat them, which is the way they treat me. That's basically about it. And the ones I can't treat right, I stay away from them. Don't want to treat me right, I can't treat them right. I just stay away from them. It's just, I don't integrate it. I want to be part of our system that we're in charge and we are taught and do the balance for the obligation no less than to treat strangers just like we treat one another. That's the place I want.
Yeah. I'm glad he exposed me where I'd rather be around my own people.
Right.
I'm serious. And I heard they don't. And I look at them like they're strange. I said, because these people here, they don't want you.
No, really.
I love my people, good, bad, or different. I'd rather be around my people.
But you know what, Sister Who? Next trip around, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Well, we got to go with this, man. We had talked to stuff tonight. I mean, we've put a lot of information. We told it intelligently. We did some critical analysis. David Burnside, God of Abraham and Yaqub, his people. And sometimes it wasn't pretty. Sometimes it still isn't pretty. But all the time, the Most High loved them with all, you know, with all he could gender. We are his favorite. We're his chosen nation among all nations. And I'll hold some accountability for us to do the right thing by the Most High. Stop mistreating the Most High. Stop taking idols over the Most High. He's been doing that a long time. From us, our ancients and from us too. And then he still loves us. Give us an opportunity to make it right, get it right. Not only with him, but with each other. That's why he tells us, turn back to me. Pray all the idols. Pray for your ancients. Pray. Gather yourselves together. Do good by one another. Righteous. Do justice by one another. That's all the things I want you to do. I want you to do no extra. When we get back to the land, he's going to feed us up. And we're going to do exactly what he tells us to do. And he said, jump. We're going to say, ah, that's a beautiful time. Praise God. That's his holy name. I pray also, Brother Katria, you want to say some shalom? Love.
Of course. And the fact that you said what you just said shows that the Most High is leading us in our return to him. Because how else are you going to return to him unless you know what he said? And the fact that you know what he said gives us the ability to answer people, not of our own mind, but what Yah said. And how do we know what Yah said? Because we're studying what Yah said. And it's really a blessing to us because it's the vehicle by way we are returning to the Most High by learning what he said and what he's telling us to do. If you don't know what Yah said and what he's telling us to do, then you're fronting. It takes discipline to do what we're doing. And I praise Yah has given us the strength to do it because everybody can do it. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Like I said, I love my people. And even if there are people that are not my people listening, have the strength when you're around people that speak in negativity. Walk away or speak positive out your mouth. Always in love for my people. I love you. Keep studying. Shalom.
Praise God.
I'm just going to say, I pray that each and every one seek Yah, find Yah, and stay prayed up and stay safe. Shalom and good night.
And this is Yom Sufari. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. You keep loving one. Love like it ain't no tomorrow. Good night.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away. We gon' love like there's no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We gon' love.